السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأما من خاف مقام ربه ونهى النفس عن الهوى فإن الجنة هي المأوى. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama Ikram, most respected brothers, our sisters at the madrasa, and those listening over receivers. Tonight we continue with the subject or the topic that I had commenced. I had explained to you in the last talk that in one informal majlis, Allah Baraka wa Ta'ala put the analogy of the baby that is born. From the time of conception, the changes that takes place, and it culminates in the coming of a nice, beautiful baby into the hands of the mother. But the different stages that this baby goes through. So it is very similar to that of a salik. Last week we did the first part, and that was that when the woman conceives and she falls pregnant, then her menstrual cycle stops. That is the blood with which the baby is nourished. From there, of course, we went on to discussing cigarettes and how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protected the mouth in the mother's stomach from the impure blood. And now we are doing the same thing, putting impurity into our mouths. Nevertheless, just as that baby is conceived, the seed is planted, as we say. In the same way, when the salik, when the person who is really sincere about his islah, when he makes the niyat of islah, due to some Quran Sharif ayat that he read, some tilawat that he made, or he attended some program, some bayan, some waaz, some nasihat, something that he heard, or something that became inspirational, and the person now decided that he wants to tread the path of righteousness. So then the moment he does that, we will say the seed of taqwa has been planted. What happens is that straight away the person now is making sincere tawbah from all sins. Because that is the immediate reaction. When a person is sincere about his islah, then the first reaction is that the person makes sincere tawbah. The sincere tawbah that comes with that waaz, nasihat, whatever affected and had an impact on the person's heart. Now that is what leads him to sincere tawbah. Or that waaz, nasihat leads him to sincere tawbah. So that is what gains him the forgiveness of his sins. In other words, he has made up his mind. At that moment, if he has made up his mind that I'm not going to return to the sins, whatever those sins may be, the very fact that this person is sincere in his tawbah, he has made up his mind that he will not return to those sins. And he will fulfill the rights of those people whose rights may have been violated or trampled upon. If it was any kind of monies that we're owing, or any other kind of promises that were not fulfilled, then he'll ask for maaf, or he'll make the payment, whatever it may be. And if it has been injury and pain, emotional abuse, then he will ask for forgiveness. Whatever the sins, then we will say that this person has made sincere tawbah and planted that seed of taqwa. Because immediately Allah Ta'ala forgives those sins. In other words, just as the blood stops, the bad blood stops, in the same way this person's bad habits stop. The seed has been planted. Now this person could go back and do the same thing later, we'll discuss that. But at this stage we say that the seed is planted, because this person now suddenly, who was in all kinds of environment, in all kinds of sins, he's crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He's saying, "Oh Allah, I may have gone very far in my sins, but you are so forgiving, so merciful, so kind. Even if my sins are more than the waves of the ocean, or the raindrops that fall from the skies, or the grains of sand on earth, or the number of breath that people take in and take out, inhale and exhale. And if all this has to be multiplied to a million times, a billion times, your mercy is much, much more than that. Therefore I seek forgiveness and I will not return to these sins again." So he has planted that seed of taqwa. Now the changes are going to come slowly, but surely, if the person now looks after this seed that has been planted. You have to, after planting a seed even in the ground, then the person doesn't walk away from there and say, "Well, I've planted the seeds now, there's nothing to do now." Before planting the seeds also, he plows the land, removes the weeds, does a lot of things, and then after planting the seeds again, now he's watering the. And when it germinates and comes out of the ground, again he's on the watch that some animals or creatures must not destroy it. So like that, there has to be some effort now after this seed has been planted. So that is where we stopped last week. Now we proceed from there. Once conception takes place in a woman, then besides the seeds of her menses, other immediate changes are taking place, both on the outside and inside, both hidden and apparent. Our mothers, our sisters, those who have given birth. So you know, and we all know, that they undergo so many different kinds of changes. Different kinds of changes, both outside and inside. Outside also there's changes in the shape of our body and many other changes. And inside also there are so many changes that are taking place. The physical body of the mother undergoes a complete change and she has to contend with various conditions. Therefore the rights of the mother is so great. The kind of difficulty that she endures or pain that she suffers, we have absolutely no knowledge of. Therefore Allah Ta'ala has given the mother such rights. So there is tiredness, there's aches and pains, there's weakness, there's swelling of the feet. Sometimes they have some high blood pressure, sometimes heartburn, nausea, morning sickness, so many different kinds of things happen to them. Different women will have different experience, but generally this is what happens. And there are some women, because they write to us, because they ask for water, dumb water or some tawizes or duas, so they say that this is what is happening. From the time of conception, it's 8-9 months and that woman is still vomiting and spewing and she is bedridden in fact. Some of them even go to that extent. Some of them Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps them fit. But there are lots of changes that come about. Now keep this in mind when we compare it with the salik. Allah ta'ala in fact honors the woman who is carrying a child by even mentioning her in his kalam. In the Quran Sharif Allah ta'ala mentions. She is so special to Allah Ta'ala because she is going through all these changes, difficulties, tests and trials and all the different sicknesses and weaknesses. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala mentions in Surah Luqman, and when we have enjoined on man to be good to his parents, and we have enjoined on man to be good to his parents. In another place again Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا إِمَّا يَبْلُغَنَّ عِنْدَكَ الْكِبَرَ أَحَدُهُمَا أَوْ كِلَاهُمَا فَلَا تَقُلْ لَهُمَا أُفٍّ وَلَا تَنْهَرْهُمَا وَقُلْ لَهُمَا قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'abudu illa iya. Don't worship anyone besides Allah ta'ala. And immediately after Allah ta'ala's rights, Allah Ta'ala mentions, وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ أَحْسَانًا. Now we're not going into discussion on the rights of parents. Here we are discussing the salik. So I say, but Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala even mentions her in the Quran Sharif. Her state is mentioned in the Quran Sharif in Surah Luqman also. So despite these difficulties, with each passing day, the expectant mother, her happiness and excitement increases with all these difficulties. But this mother who never had a child, that does not look at those who had plenty of children. They may not be looking forward to another one sometimes. Because they say one couple were not having any children. After some time, after many years, then, and du'as and everything else, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blessed with one. And that happens in many cases. So now this child was a real blessing. So the name was given Inayatullah. After that, next year again another child came, ki Rahmatullah. Then another child came again, so they gave the name Alhamdulillah. And then another one came, they said Astaghfirullah. So no. So it must not be like that. There was one very great person in Madina Sharif, his name was Astaghfirullah. That doesn't mean that asking pana of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. But we are talking about that woman who never had a child for many, many years. And she's really looking forward to a child. She's really looking forward to a child. So with all these changes, all the difficulties, all the hardship, all the pain that is suffering, but if anybody has to ask her, or if anybody has to tell her, then why do you want to undergo all this kind of suffering and pain? What will you get? And then again, 15 years of your life, 20 years of your life went, where you could go and sleep wherever, whenever you wish to. There was no getting up at night and changing the nappies of the baby. And there was no such thing as a baby having diarrhea and having sickness and pain and keeping everybody awake. And as he's growing up, all this worry about the education and tarbiyah and schooling and madrasa, so much of worries. Why don't you just abort the child? What would she say? She'll say that whatever difficulty, whatever hardship and whatever pain comes, but the happiness that will come when I have a baby in my hand, all this will fade away. Because she's looking at that end result, she says, irrespective of even if I have to stay awake at night, but I will be a mother of a child. Ask those who are childless that what kind of depression they undergo sometimes. Although I have mentioned many times that Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said that in these days, and he spoke about his time, if Allah Ta'ala blesses somebody with a child, then it's a ni'mat. There's no doubt it's ni'mat. That child can become sadqa-e jariya, can become a hafiz of the Quran Sharif, can become a Waliullah, can become a Mufti Sahib, Qari Sahib, Haji Sahib. So it's a ni'mat if the proper upbringing is given. And he says that if there is no child, then it's rahmat, it's a mercy of Allah. Now the person who will look at it as mercy, then will the person complain? Because Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Sharif, some people will give them the gist of that ayat and the meaning of which. Allah Ta'ala mentions the different types of people. That some we give them only sons, some we give only daughters, some we give sons and daughters, and some we keep them aqim. They have no children. So it is rahmat, rahmat in the sense that this person may probably not have that capacity to give proper upbringing to that child, and if that child turns out to be a drug addict, or a womanizer, or an alcoholic, then the same parent, this child would have become a big problem. There are so many, Allah Ta'ala didn't bless them with children. Hazrat Haji Imzadullah Rahmatullah Ali didn't have any children. Hazrat Mujaddid Millat Rahmatullah Ali didn't have any children. Then he said, if I had children, probably I would not have been able to write this 1000 kitabs and do all the work which I did. So you look at the positives. But Anbiya Alayhi Salatu Wasalam asked for children. They also asked for children. So now therefore, There's nothing wrong in asking. But if Allah Ta'ala does not give with His hikmat and will, then the person must look at the positives and don't become depressed. Must depress the depression. How they say deep freeze, then they say defreeze. What has been frozen, you say defreeze. So like that, depress the depression and get out of it. So we come back to what we are discussing, that with all the aches and ailments and pains and suffering, but she is not prepared to abort that child because she is looking at the end result. In fact, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, one hadith has been mentioned in the kitabs, in which he said that such a woman receives the reward of one who worships Allah Ta'ala through the entire night, and one who fasts during the day, and one who participates in jihad in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Now there are many ahadiths of this nature, where on certain actions you get certain sawabs. For example, looking at the parents' face, the sawab of maqbool hajj. Now the person is getting sawab of maqbool hajj. So now that will not mean that this person must not make hajj now. If it's farz on him, he says, I saw my father's face 1,000,000 times, so why do I have to go for hajj now? The sawab is a different thing. So like that, this woman who is going through all these difficulties, this is the kind of sawab she is getting. And in this great hardship, the Sharia awards the mother a greater right than even the father. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, 3 times it is, when he was questioned about the right, who has more right over me? Father or mother? He said, your mother. 2nd time, your mother. 3rd time, your mother. And the 4th time, he said, your father. Due to this seed of taqwa, now we talk about the salik, the person who is treading this path. He wants Allah Ta'ala in his life, and he has planted the seed of taqwa by abstaining now from those sins, or making sincere tawbah from the sins that he was engaged in. His life was being wasted away. Now he had planted that seed, as I said, through his sincere tawbah. Some majlis or some waaz or some nasihat or tabligh or dawat or anything else that affected him, that he made sincere tawbah. So due to this seed of taqwa, changes are automatically witnessed. In this new journey, the salik now begins treading the path of suluk, desirous of winning the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now this salik, he wants the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now just as the changes came in that woman's life who had conceived and who was now expecting, and the different periods of, or different stages that she was going through, and we said the her outside and the inside, there are changes taking place. In the same way, we have to look at this true salik. Now this is what I'm getting across to you. Allah Ta'ala give me and you the tawfiq of amal, that we must become sincere. If we haven't got ikhlas, then we'll be sometimes an angel and sometimes shaitan. The person hasn't got a balance. For a few days he goes straight and suddenly again he's gone off. Few days he goes straight and suddenly again he's gone off. Accidental sin anybody can make. Throughout his life that can happen. But sincerity in that tawbah, istiqamat, we were talking about istiqamat the last time, that we have got istiqamat when it comes to our breakfast, lunch and supper. So like that we must have istiqamat in deen also. The dress of the salihin, now the changes that is coming in this person who has made sincere tawbah, what are those changes? There must be some changes. How else are we going to say that the seed was planted and it is being nurtured? So just as that woman, there are changes that are coming and it's apparent. She herself is experiencing it. And others also in the house, they too have to experience the changes in her condition. They too experience it. It's not that the husband now doesn't know what is happening to his wife, or the mother doesn't come to know. If she's in the same house, everybody will hear her morning sickness sounds. They too will be party to it. So now this salik, the person who is treading this path of suluk, And he wants Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat. He wants Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam ishq and muhabbat in his life. And he does not want to go back to those sins, and therefore he planted the seed of taqwa. The conception has taken place. So now there will be changes in this person's life. He will notice and witness the changes. His own family will witness the changes. His neighbors will witness the changes. His business clients will witness the changes. And if it's a husband, then he will witness the change in the wife will witness the change in the husband. The children will witness the changes. Everybody that he will now deal with, he will interact with, he will walk with, he will talk with, he will deal with, he will relate to, whoever it may be, they all will witness the changes and they will say, this person has made some change in his life. Something has happened in his life. What is this that has happened? They will be forced to question. They'll say, but you were not one like that. You were a terrorist in the home. You were like a lion and a cheetah and a fox and a tiger when you walked into the home. And what is this humility now? Where did it come from? And what is this politeness? And what is this big-hearted and large-heartedness now? Before you were a miserly person. Every little cent that you spent on the wife and the children, you used to demand some kind of hisab and kitab, most severe than even the Munkar Nakir's hisab kitab, most severe than the Kiraman Kathivin's recordings. I must have mentioned one time, it's a true thing. The person, he says, he buys half a dozen eggs, that's all. Per week, he buys half a dozen eggs. And then on the seventh day, he says, how did the eggs get finished? Because he eats one a day. See, he eats one a day himself. And on the seventh day, he wants to know, how did he get finished? So he forgot to count that there's only six in half a dozen. So the changes that are coming, that you were a miserly person, now where did this change come from? Before every little thing, you used to blow your fuse. Now where did these changes come from? So the salik, the changes. Before there was no namaz in your life. Now what is this fajr time? You're putting it 2-3 alarms so that you make sure you are going for fajr salat. Before, even if you went for salat, then it was like a hit and run salat. Now there's changes that somebody watches you also going into ruku and sajda. They can see that something has happened to this person. So in every aspect, outside and inside. Outside there was no beard. Now the person has got a fistulent and beard. So it started to grow. They say, but you never had a beard, you used to shave clean. Now what is this? So the person says, I have no problem. Tere mehboob ki ya rab shabahat leke aaya hoon. Tere mehboob ki ya rab shabahat leke aaya hoon. حقیقت اس کو تو کر دے میں صورت لے کے آیا ہوں حقیقت اس کو تو کر دے میں صورت لے کے آیا ہوں He says, now I want to keep my beard because my محبوب رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم emphasized on it. Those people who say that, what difference does a beard make? What difference does this make? What difference does that make? These are minor things, trivial things. Lots of people with beards are also stealing and committing zina. So did the beard commit that sin? What sin did the beard do? What we say is that keep the beard and be pious, be righteous, be honest, be truthful. If that is the case, that because the person is keeping a beard and is committing sins, so therefore he must shave off the beard. So those who are clean shaven and committing sins, what must they do? Chop their necks off. Because if they give the beard, they say, must take it off. So what they must do is chop their necks off. Agar daadi ke rakh lene se chehra badnuma hota, to phir daadi mere sarkar ki surat nahi hoti. Agar daadi ke rakh lene se chehra badnuma hota, to phir daadi mere sarkar ki sirat nahi hoti. Surat nahi hoti. Allah Ta'ala, all the Anbiya alayhim salatu wasalam, all the Sahaba kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, tabi'in, 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 mashayikh, show me one who was clean shaven. Because some people say that in those days, They didn't have good blades. Ajeeb, ajeeb things we deal with. They didn't have Gillette manufacturing company. So there are changes that are coming on the outside, on the inside, and the person can see the changes. Unke guftar mein, unke raftar mein, unke kirdar mein, unke chal mein, unke dal mein, in everything you find changes. As the progress takes place. It doesn't happen overnight. The baby also takes a bit of time. Last week we left it, after 1 week we see there is some changes. So these changes start coming. The behavior, the character, the interaction with people, they become all noble. The way of life is no longer that of the Hollywood and the Bollywood actors and actresses. The person now has the life which if a person looks at, he will say this is a follower of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is an ummati of Nabi-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How when you see any person when he's dressing and in his hairstyle, and those who watch those films and know those actors and actresses, so the moment they see that, they say this person is like this or is like that. He's like this actor or like that actor. So like that, when these people are bringing about these changes, the moment you see, you say, well, this person is an ummati of Nabi alayhi salatu wasallam. You can see it. Over and above these admirable changes, over and above all these changes that are taking place on the inside, outside, the person is restraining himself and he resists those temptations towards sins. He restrains himself and resists those temptations towards sins. He avoids those venues of sins. Asbab of masiyat also, the means, or the asbab, those things which make you go and indulge in sin, he runs far from that. He doesn't stay in the midst of all sins purposely. So he runs far from all that. Now whether it is the cinema, whether it is the theater, club, casino, escort agencies, porn sites on the internet, DVDs, haram kind, or at present the tsunami of sins that is in the stadium. Now this person who is a salik is true and sincere that he wants Allah Ta'ala's muhabbat and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's ishq and muhabbat and itaat in his life. Then he runs far from there. Then only we will say that this person made sincere sabah. But if he says, well, I'll made my namaz 5 times a day, that's a new breed of Muslim nowadays, new breed. We never heard of such kind of Muslims before. That a person will be running a casino, he runs a disco. The person is engaging in all kinds of haram, but he will say, I'm an excellent Muslim because I make namaz 5 times a day. Now that's a new kind of Muslim. I make namaz 5 times a day. So now therefore, don't talk about my business. Don't talk about my activities outside the masjid. Islam must not give me any kind of hidayat and guidance outside, that I make my namaz 5 times in the masjid, finish. So that is not how the person will be then recognized as a true sadhu. He resists the temptations. If he's walking on the streets, or at the airport, or in the aeroplane, and if some pretty face comes, then he says, na dekhenge, na dekhenge, na dekhenge unhe hargiz. Jinhe dekhne se Rab mera naraaz hota hai. Na dekhenge, na dekhenge, argis. Jinhe dekhne se Rab mera naraaz hota hai. Now he will be worried that my Rab must not become naraaz. My Allah must not become naraaz. He abstains from pleasing his nafs with the music that was once his addiction. Or to whatever sins he was attached. Now that this person has planted the seed of taqwa and it is being nourished and it is growing, now these changes are coming, then now he runs far from that. His heart is now focused on pleasing Allah Ta'ala. His efforts are all very much a labor of love. His every sacrifice, his every heartache and heartbreak, his every grief and sorrow in the path of suluk is for no one except Allah Ta'ala, just as that lady was looking forward to that baby, that bundle of happiness coming into her hand. Like that, this salik, he knows that the end result of this taqwa is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's ma'iyat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's muhabbat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's love. And then Allah Ta'ala has made promises upon promises on this taqwa. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ, which you have heard so many times, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will definitely find a way out for that person in his difficulties, problems, hardships, whatever it is. He has to go down on the musalla or raise his hands and cry before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And because he's making the correct effort in that path of taqwa, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will definitely, it's a promise of Allah Ta'ala. That means it was a test. Now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will definitely give him that. Find a way out for him in his problems. And then also his risk and sustenance, that is the biggest worry of everybody in these times of recession and depression. Sustenance, where will it come from? Jobs are lost. Wholesale. Now, all kinds of things are happening, but this person, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, because of his taqwa, he will definitely provide for him. I'm just giving you the meaning, explanation. Sources that will be unknown to him, you will not even expect, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will send it. The person is unemployed, he's walking on the street, somebody will meet him, Assalamu alaikum, how are you, bhai? Didn't see you long time. He says, yeah, I'm unemployed at present, come with me. There is somebody that's looking for a person like you. Something like that. Somebody will give him a hadiah, somebody will give him some vehicle or something like that and say, do some potato buying and selling. Use so many different ways Allah Ta'ala provides. Or somebody will pass away in his family and he will get inheritance and all his problem is solved. That is another way Allah Ta'ala gives it. How many people, they were struggling and then suddenly some grandfather, father, somebody passed away. And the inheritance that came, the person's problem is also. So taqwa, but we must not adopt taqwa for those reasons. The person who is in difficulty, he hasn't got job. So now he mustn't adopt taqwa so that my father passes away and I get some inheritance. Somebody asking, why are you becoming muttaqi, waiting for my father to go? Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala must have sincerity, ikhlas. Then He will provide for us. His treasures are unlimited. Look at all the gold, silver, uranium, platinum, diamonds, the oil wells, everything that you can think of. Who put it in the ground? Is there any shortage in Allah Ta'ala's treasures? Then what is this all the time? The person has got a fear, fear, fear. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? If I do business the right way, if I also don't race and chase in the wrong direction, then I won't make any money. What is the need for that? How many examples are given all over the years? So this person now in that expectation of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's muhabbat and Allah Ta'ala's help and nusrat and ma'iyat, he is prepared to undergo all these kind of tests and trials. And then just as that mother was going through different kinds of sicknesses, she was having sometimes a headache and sometimes nausea and sometimes high blood pressure and sometimes low blood pressure and sometimes swelling in the feet and what she was going through. In the same way, the salik also will complain of a lot of pains and aches. The salik also will complain of a lot of pains and aches because he's giving up sins now. The baby of taqwa is growing. So he also will complain. The nafs will repeatedly say, I am tired. Many people, they say, we were going to the masjid, we were doing this, we were doing that, but we got tired. How long must we carry on? So that is like that mother after 3 months of pregnancy, yet she didn't have a child for 20 years. Now she says, I'm tired. Then she says she's tired. So this nafs will say, I'm tired, I'm tired. It will keep playing this record. Shaitan too will keep whispering that the experience is nauseating. Shaitan will say, this experience is very nauseating for him because you're giving up sins now. So Shaitan too will complain. He experiences morning sickness, the Shaitan, after that. In the morning, the Shaitan is experiencing a morning sickness. Fajr time, now this person never got up in his life. Now suddenly, now he made the change. Before he used to sleep until the sun has risen. Although he used to say and talk about the rise of Islam, but he used to only rise after the sun had risen. And now he's rising before the sun has risen. So he's causing morning sickness now. So there's nausea also, there's morning sickness also. So all these type of things, there will be a kind of a difficulty. And the person also gets heartburn. His heart also burns. Shaitan and nafs, so he's getting heartburn. And he disconnects himself after that. From tawbah, istighfar, now he says, tired now, finish. Get back to the cinema, get back to the disco, get back to those same women whom he had given up and showed a great strength and said, now I'm changing my life, I'm not going to communicate with you. And I've deleted your number from my diary and my cell phone. And I've destroyed all correspondence and all SMSs and text messages and everything now. Because now I'm connecting with Allah Ta'ala. And after a few days, because of the nausea and because of the morning sickness and other things, now the person says, I'm tired. So therefore he aborts and goes back. So these are the stages. Now today, tonight we will stop here. Then we'll take it to the third stage, inshallah. So we have to remember that there is a test. Therefore, as a Shah Imam al-Akhtar Sa'adam al-Barakatuhum, my Shaykh and Murshid, he says, Ye tadap tadap ke jina lahu arzu ka peena. Ye tadap tadap ke jina lahu arzu ka peena. Yehi mera jaam o meena. Yehi mera ture seena. Meri wadiyon ka manzar. Zara dekhna sambal kar. میرے خون کا بحر احمر ذرا دیکھ نہ سنبھل کر یہ تڑپ تڑپ کے جینا لہو آرزو کا پینا. Those evil desires, the person swallows it, he drinks it, drinks the blood of his evil desire. لہو آرزو کا پینا, تڑپ تڑپ کے جینا. We'll have to carry on like that until our dying day. But there is an enjoyment in it. There is an enjoyment if the person is sincere. He says, look at that, how we have the Red Sea. So he says, Mera khun ka bahre ahmar. This blood of the evil desires. Every time now the salik came out from so many different areas. From the drink and wine and women and gamble and fornication or adultery and porn sites. Now so many different things. And everywhere now he's resisting. So it is as if he is putting the knife on the throat of all these evil desires. And there's so much of blood that's flowing now that it is as if it had turned into the Red Sea. Into a Red Sea. Blood of Red Sea. But at that time, how beloved he is becoming to Allah Ta'ala. If only there were screens to show it. This person will never ever give up this effort that he is making. But Allah Ta'ala keeps it secret. And then He gives it inside. The sweetness is given in the heart. Outside, the people will see that this young person, look at him, what kind of a life he is leading. No fun and pleasure and entertainment and enjoyment in the wrong places. But Allah Ta'ala gives it to him inside. Such a kind of nur. Shaho ke saro par taaje gira se dard sa akthar rehta. اور اہل وفا کے سینوں میں ایک نور کا دریا بہتا ہے. I'll conclude. تم لاش کو میری غسل نہ دو بس خون میں لتڑی رہنے دو. تم لاش کو میری غسل نہ دو بس خون میں لتڑی رہنے دو. کل خون شہادت میں لتڑا یہ جسم انہیں دکھلائیں گے, تم لاش کو میری غسل نہ دو بس خون میں لتڑی رہنے دو. کل خون شہادت میں لتڑا یہ جسم انہیں دکھلائیں گے. The person become like the shaheed. He said, don't give ghusl to my body because I am a shaheed. Let my body, like how this shaheed's body, it's in blood. He said, this heart of mine, in the obedience of my Allah, in the fulfillment of His command, in the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, in the ishq of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and in the ta'at of my beloved Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it has become shaheed. There's so much of blood on it, of my evil desires. So don't give me ghusl. On Qiyamah day, I will say to my Allah, تم لاش کو میری غسل نہ دو بس خون میں لتڑی رہنے دو, کل خون شہادت میں لتڑا یہ جسم انہیں دکھلائیں گے. How the shaheed on the day of Qiyamah, he will say, oh Allah, you gave me life and I gave it in your path. I allowed my blood to flow. Like that I will say to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that I was a young person, there were temptations from all sides. There was so much of filth all around. I was in the midst of all kinds of fitnas. But my beloved Allah, your muhabbat, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam muhabbat, I gave my soul to you. You never lose. A person never loses. He's always gaining. How long are we going to please the nafs and shaitan? For a few days, few months, few years. At the end of it, what? Will they come to our assistance anyway? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you and the ummah at large the tawfiq of amal and protect us from the fitnas which are lashing at us from all sides. My young friends who are restraining and resisting the temptations, congratulations to you. Don't worry about the adverse comments coming from any quarters. Congratulations, Mubarak Baat. Allow this seed of taqwa which has been planted to be nurtured and grow. And then see what Allah Ta'ala gives you. We haven't even taken the first steps as yet and we are wanting the fruits. But just keep on progressing in that path and then see what Allah Ta'ala gives you. You'll get dunya and akhirat inshaAllah. Allah Ta'ala will not deprive us of dunya also. And he'll give it to us easily. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa ajma'in. Ay Rabbi Kareem, my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, my Kareem Allah. You are so beloved to us, my beloved Allah. You are so caring, so compassionate, so merciful, so kind. You have prohibited only those things which were going to cause us harm in our life, in our time, in our bodies, in our wealth, in this world and in the akhirat. Ay Rabbi Kareem, we should be grateful to you for having prohibited those things which were going to be injurious and harmful to our iman and our everlasting life in the hereafter. Ay Rabbi Kareem, we are your most ungrateful servants. We walk on the surface of the earth with pride, with arrogance. We challenge your might and your power. Ay Rabbi Kareem, distance us from nafs and shaitan. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. Rabbi Kareem, we are making sincere tawbah from all those sins. Don't let us be the victims of nafs and shaitan again. Ay Rabbi Kareem, make us yours and become ours. Whoever you make yours, nobody can cause him any harm. اے رب کریم ہمیں اپنا بنا لے, ہمارا بن جا. اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری, جو تو میرا تو سب میرا, فلک میرا, زمین. I will Allah forgive our major sins, minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. I will Allah forgive the sins of our eyes, our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Give us happiness and joy and satisfaction in your ibadat, in zikr, in tilawat, in doing good deeds, in obeying Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ay Rabbi Kareem, give us grief, sorrow, pain in sins and in vices and in evils. Ay Rabbi Kareem, humare hal par raham farma. Hum jaise bhi hai bande tere, whatever we may be, my Allah, we are your slaves. Where do we go? The slave has no one but his master to turn towards. Ay Rabbi Kareem, we have such a merciful master as you. Ay Rabbi Kareem, why should we lose hope? Why should we despair? Why should we become despondent? We acknowledge that indeed we are the most sinful ones, but we have the most merciful master who is prepared to forgive. Ay Rabbi Kareem, forgive us, our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, Ummat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Whosoever is in hospital, clinic, home amongst us who is suffering from any kind of ailment, or wherever in the world they may be, ay Allah, bless them with complete shifa. From all spiritual and physical ailments, clean and purify our hearts. Give us the taste and sweetness of Iman, my Allah. Ay Rabbi Kareem, my beloved Allah. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. My beloved Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, home, life and time. Make our children the coolness of our eyes. Those who have no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those whose children have gone on to drinks, drugs, vices and evils, bring them back onto Sirat and Mustaqim. Those who are in financial difficulties, remove the difficulties, plentiful of halal risk. Protect us from all the fitnas that are lashing at us from all sides, my beloved Allah. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda. Ba ummeede karam. Aya tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed e karam aaya tere dar par tera banda ba ummeed e karam aaya. My beloved Allah, take us repeatedly to the Haramain Sharifain. When the time of our death comes, let us be in Medina Sharif. Bless us with Shahadat in Medina Tayyibah, with Burial in Baqi. If it is not Muqaddar day, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Bless us with all the goodness that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for us. Bless the Ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas, he asked for protection. Protect us and the Ummat of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the good aspirations, and the good tamanna of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ay Rabbi Kareem, fulfill their good wishes, good desires and aspirations. then you are well aware of the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering of each and every individual. Ya Rabbi, my beloved Allah, remove the difficulties, hardship, pain and suffering. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka antas samiul qaleem. وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ تَعَالَى عَلَى خَيْرِ خَلْقِهِ سَيِّدِنَا وَنَبِيِّنَا وَشَفِيعِنَا وَمَوْلَانَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ وَأَصْحَابِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ يَا أَرْحَمَ الرَّاحِمِينَ.